Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, who knows about Saturday for Anthony Cummings? Could end up being a good, strong day for the stable. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I was just talking to Greg and we played some comments from Chris Waller how proud he is of the Western Suburbs now that we've got the Golden Eagle in this race day. It's a great feel, this carnival now, isn't it?
It is. It's a longer carnival than we're used to, but I think it's something we could easily get used to.
Yeah, I think you're so right. I think that it's just, I think, as I just said, we woke up on Everest morning like it was Christmas. We're going to wake up the same, I think, on Saturday, that there's just tremendous racing. Don't worry about the crap between Melbourne and Sydney. I think it's just unbelievable what is there for us to enjoy in both places.
Well, and the opportunities now for owners to earn good money for their horses, or with their horses, it's just doubled. The Saturday prize money is enormous, and now the carnival is just are going to levels we could never have imagined of a couple of years ago. So, all credit to Racing New South Wales and the Peter Valandis and the job they've done. Sitting here in Melbourne today, they've played a good game of catch up. Not that they're used to that, and they're not keen on it, but nevertheless, the prize money here now is also very good.
All right, well, let's first up talk about the Golden Eagle. Mizzy down the bottom there gets that couple of Ks with the allowance. But talking to you on and off air in the last few weeks, you just feel that she's just ticking over beautifully.
Yeah, I've been really pleased. I think the 3 weeks between runs right now sort of suited. She's had a longer campaign than quite a few of the others. The first three runs speak for themselves. And the last run, when she stepped to the 14, really was very, very good. I think that's her peak run. I think she probably repeated a similar effort in getting to third in the other race, but coming back to 13. And that was a little bit of outside of her comfort zone on the day, and it sort of showed a bit, I think. But getting back to 15 and getting back into that a nice rhythm over that little bit further, she's going to take the step that's required for her to win.
Just listening to you there, it was a run that you had to have, the Silver Eagle.
Yeah, pretty much. And when I looked at the whole program from the outset, that was always going to be the weak day. It turned out to be that. Albeit she didn't have much of a backward step, and the four behind her stacked up very well with the winner of the stakes race last Saturday, being the filly that she fought out for third and fourth. So, the form out of the race is very strong. It needs to be. I do think she's the right horse for this race.
And on that point, we've got $7.5 million race. We've got horses that are drawn really wide. We've got Sunlight that'll go forward from a wide draw. Is she a mare that can settle up where you normally do and handle the hard pressure?
Yeah, I think so. First up, she sort of sat just off pace and had a very good finish. When she broke a maiden, albeit maiden grade, but she missed a start and made a bit of a meal of it. But she came from worse than midfield in a slow run race and went over the top of them on that day. So she doesn't need to lead. She's a very adaptable filly, but one of her main attributes is a fantastic gate speed. So she's going to put herself in a competitive position right from the get-go. Yeah. Whether she leads or sits fifth in the run depends on what the others do. As you say, you've got speed drawn outside that's going to come over. Well, they're going to have to spend petrol to get to there, and they're not going to be able to match her finish, having done that, I believe. So, she's going to have the benefit of the field position without having spent petrol. They'll have field position, sure, but at some cost. So I think that's where we even are.
The form around many of these stands has held up really strong, obviously, but there's nothing wrong with the form around her, is there? She's been racing against the best.
Yeah, and that's right. And Champagne Cuddle has been running second in the other race. I mean, she's got proper Group 1 form. She was in the Everest herself last year. So, it is that sort of form that you're going to need to take to this race, and that's exactly what she does.
What about down in Melbourne, where you are, by the sounds of it, this morning with Libertini? She's had a couple of gallops down the Flemington Straight.
Yeah, she trialled there last Friday, and the trial was very good. She was in the faster of the two heats. Ran fourth and seemed quite comfortable and looking to go forward. Wasn't waiting, looking for a turn and just waiting to be asked to extend as is her habit, and that's to what we've asked her to do all the way through. That was evident that day. She galloped out of the chute and just straight down the track there on Tuesday morning, and was excellent. Probably her best gallop so far this time back. So really pleased, happy with where she's up to. You know, her racing weight is very much the same as when she won first up, and that sort of effort would see her very hard to beat.
And when I know you've been in Sydney and she's been in Melbourne for the gallops and everything, but when you spot her, I presume you spotted her for the first time this morning in a little while?
Oh, no, Tuesday morning.
Oh, you saw her Tuesday. Okay.
We did our gallops in Sydney on Monday.
Right.
And then
okay.
I was here for Tuesday. And so get to see what both fillies are up to, and really pleased, you know, worth the effort. As I say, she worked really well and was strong right through the line and was actually going faster past the post than she was Stuart. So, I mean, she's just hanging out to run.
Yeah, that was my point, I guess, that the 1,200 with the little gap freshen up, we know how brilliant she can be.
Mm. Yeah, exactly right. And that's what she will be.
Yeah. You got another phone. You got a second phone, Anthony.
You weren't supposed to know about that.
Oh, I got a second number. I've got to track down now. I'll be talking to, where will I get that second number off? Bernadette, your wife? Or James might just give it up. James might give it up.
He can be a bit of a give up sometimes, so you never know.
All right, sounds like a good place. Hey, just before I let you go, Indy Car for Jerry back at Rose Hill on Saturday. Mm. It was a really impressive win on debut at Newcastle.
Yeah, pretty nice horse. Really a good sort, and thought he would run really well that day. Drew wide and elected to go there, expecting some speed. We got that, and he won accordingly. So I think, you know, he comes into this race as a pretty good chance. He probably won't be quite as far back out of it as he was at first up, but nevertheless, nice horse, going to be competitive. And, you know, if we get what we expect out of this, he'll go to Stakes Raid fairly shortly after, probably got to Newcastle in a couple of weeks.
Right, okay. All right, well, you've certainly got a good opinion then. Indy Car lining up there on Saturday. All right, I've got a job to do, mate. I need to leave you. I need to go and get that second phone number for Anthony Cummings. I wonder how many trainers have got two phones. I wonder how many trainers, Anthony, have got three.
I don't know. I hadn't even thought of that.
I reckon a few would have.
You'll find out.
I'll try. You'll be scared later on in about 2 or 3 hours and you'll get this strange number coming up on your second phone. You know it's me. Good luck on Saturday, mate. I hope both of them run really well for you.
Thank you.